So maybe we should stop holding such high expectations for these other people to love on us, to understand us, to give us attention, and start giving ourselves attention. Ah, well, have the expectation on yourself that you need to be a better son or daughter to God.
Hey, my little angels, welcome back to another fine episode of Jean's Online Podcast. I'm your lovely host, Jean VA, and I talk all things from my perspective, the way I see it. And this is this week's episode of Bedtime Talks with Jean.
Hey, y'all. Today, we're going to be talking about expectations. I had an epiphany the other day on how I was having too high of expectations on family, friends. And this is something that I've struggled with for quite some time now in old relationships. And I finally realized that I need to keep it a beamy with myself, that not everyone is going to be as strong as I am, and not everyone is going to see life the way that I see it. That is a common statement that we say all the time, but the reality of it is we may know that everyone is not going to be like us. Everyone is not going to react to how we react to things, but we still expect them to understand as quickly as we understand, or we expect them to get it how we get it, or as soon as we got it. We have to dive deep into that today. This week was pretty solid. The weather has been nice. The sun has been coming out, has been shining, and it's been such an overall morale boost. And I absolutely love it. There's been a couple of times where I've been kind of down in the dumps lately. But when that sun comes out, that new other personality comes out and shines bright, and I'm like, oh yeah, hold on, spring and summer is coming, we got stuff to do, we still gotta get this body right, you know what I'm saying, my birthday coming up, there's a lot of stuff that I want to get done, and being a Debbie Downer is not gonna help me get it done. So I kind of overcame being in a funk a little bit this week. Also, I've already dropped my new YouTube channel. I've talked about it a couple episodes, but make sure you subscribe to Jean's Online Vlog, okay? Now, some of you who aren't content creators or whatever you do, you may be like, Jean, why are you starting a new YouTube channel and you just started getting subscribers for real on this one? And that is because I'm niching down, meaning this channel will be only for my podcast content and anything related to it. And my new channel is going to be for vlogging, maybe, possibly, short films, docuseries. I have a lot of stuff in the works, a lot of ideas I want to do, but for now it is a vlogging channel. So make sure you tap in, click the link in the description box, and make sure you tap into Jean's Online Vlogs. I have a wonderful vlog cooking up just for y'all. But anyway, that's enough of the promo, the thanks, and the week recap. Let's talk about expectations, right? So there's two examples that I have. One example is friendships. I realize that I get frustrated easily when people aren't moving as quickly as I do. And I feel like I've talked about that being a pet peeve of mine before, but really that has nothing to do with them. That has everything to do with me, that like, I can't expect people to be as hardworking as I am. I can't expect people to get things that I've gotten, I can't expect people to understand certain life's lessons as quickly as I did when I learned them. You know, everyone moves at their own pace. And this week was a reality check. Like, girl, I already knew I wasn't all that. Like, I'm not trying to be like I'm some know-it-all cocky person. But when you're trying to befriend new people, it kind of is a blocker when some people are still trying to figure out certain things in their life that you already figured out. And it's frustrating. And I was talking to my mom and I'm like, ugh, people be getting on my nerves. Like, and it's just showing the lack of patience that I have. And then I realized my expectation was set too high for them. And I had to check myself because I was like, you know what? Yes, it may be frustrating and I may have low patience interacting with them. But at the same time, I know what it was like when I didn't understand certain life lessons. I know what it was like when I was still trying to figure out how to provide for myself. I know what it was like when I was still trying to figure out how I'm going to go to school, how I'm going to work this job, how I'm going to work, you know, three jobs and be in all these other extracurricular activities. I understand what it's like to still try to experience life through all of that. And then I realized, am I being too hard on people? That was frustrating. But anyway, so one of the examples that I had that really kind of just woke me up about like having too high of expectations on people was I could feel the enemy speaking negative thoughts into my mind. And I'm like, oh, Lord, And I was feeding into it because, you know, hashtag daddy issues, love my dad to the ground. But that man just does not know how to show love in the way that other people can receive it sometimes. I mean, the past couple of weeks, I really haven't talked to my dad like at all for real. And it was starting to irritate me because I feel like as the child, I shouldn't have to constantly go out my way to start conversation or to try to get your attention. I was praying to God because I just felt like I wanted to talk to somebody. I didn't feel like I could talk to my mom because she's really busy. I didn't feel like I could talk to like my best friend. Her work schedule is insane. And then I was like, dang, I want to talk to my dad, but he don't talk much. Like, he just listens, but he just, you know, we bless God. Like, he's still just working on his communication, whatever. And then I was like, Lord, I'm gonna go talk to you. Even though, Lord forgive me, that God was my last option, but it showed me that, yeah, I really wanted to talk to somebody, but all these people weren't going to be able to fill that void that I was craving. They weren't going to be able to give me the attention that I felt like I needed because that was strictly only going to be able to come from God. So that's what I mean by we have to lower our expectations, because my expectation for my earthly father is you're going to know how to love me in the way that I can receive. You're going to know how to show that you care about me in the way that I receive. But that's not the reality of it. The reality of it is that he's never had a 23-year-old daughter before, and he don't know how to interact with her at sometimes. And that's where I have to give grace. But it's frustrating. We have to give grace, but it's frustrating, especially if you got daddy issues, mommy issues, whatever. And I'm specifically talking about family because that's the area that I'm working on. But even when I was in school, and you know, the perfect example of friendships, you could be sitting there and boom, you could support a friend so good. You could help them, say they're throwing a party. You can go help them set up, stay at their house. You can do all these things, pour life into them, still get them cards and stuff like that, even when you ain't got it. And when it comes to your turn, they come, they stop by, they don't stay long, they don't help set up, they don't help take down, they barely, you know, gave you any attention while it was at your party, but for their party, you hooked them up. That's what I mean by the expectation is they think that they're doing the best. They think they're being the best of friend that they came and they still came to your party. But in your mind, you're comparing what you did for them, right? And honestly, that always doesn't work. I know even the word says like the golden rule to treat people how you want to be treated, but it doesn't say that you're also going to be treated like that at all times. I could sit here and be like, oh, I'm going to treat them so good. I'm going to show them love in a way that I feel like they can receive. Now I have the expectation that they're going to be able to do the same thing. They're going to be able to reciprocate that energy. And that's not the case all the time because we have different love languages. We communicate differently. So it's kind of frustrating as a person who pours into all these people to be like, oh, now I expect someone to love me the way that I receive because I'm loving on all these other people. I'm trying to go out my way and better understand this and better communicate, over communicate my feelings, thinking that all these things can make this a better friendship, relationship, whatever. And we have to lower those expectations. For example, like when I was in relationships, when I was in me and my ex, right, I relied on him to always be my comforter. I depended on him to always make me happy or to satisfy whatever needs that I had or to always pull up and do this and to always take me out and all these other things. But what was I doing for myself? I no longer continued or started to pour into myself. I no longer showed love on myself. I always ended up relying on him to make me happy. Because that expectation of a boyfriend was, oh, you're my man. You got to be doing X, Y, Z, A, B, C. But we forget that's not your husband. That's not your wife. You have to remember that you're still in a position where you still have to take care of yourself and understand where that true source of love, affection, being understood, being seen comes from. And that's not from man. That's why we have to lower our expectations, because we're expecting people to fill this void that they're not going to be able to fill because it's where God is supposed to fill it. Sometimes you think, for me, I thought I really just wanted someone to talk to. I just wanted to ramble. You know, obviously I got a podcast. I like to yap. So I'm thinking, oh, I just wanted to ramble. But really, once I submitted unto God, I was like, dang, I actually really had all these deeper things that were bothering me. But I just thought that having a conversation with Pops, going out with my homegirls, it was gonna feel that. Not saying that you still can't do those things. We have to keep it a beaming with ourselves at all times and try to be self-aware that you're asking for too much and they're not able to reciprocate it. They're not even at a level to where that they can even supply that need for you. And it's a hard reality. And that's why most relationships don't end up working. I lost myself in that relationship. And I feel like a lot of times it's not just romantic relationships that we lose ourselves. Sometimes we lose ourselves in friendships too, because it's a constant conversation of, oh, woe is me. No one knows how to, no one understands me. No one knows how to be a good friend to me. I'm always a good friend to this person and that person. Like, eventually shut up. You know what I mean? Eventually shut up. Because why are you, if you see that you're constantly being a good person and you're constantly moving with love and you see these people aren't reciprocating that energy, that is a reflection of your self-love. So maybe we should stop holding such high expectations for these other people to love on us, to understand us, to give us attention, and start giving ourselves attention. Ah, do you hear me? Are we following? Because this is a harsh reality that we have to recognize, because we have such high expectations of these other people who are still trying to figure out life, yet we don't hold ourselves to that same standard. Bear with me. And then in all actuality, we still need God to fill that void. The way he listens and the way that we don't listen to him is insane. So, oh, wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Why that just hit me? Just think of how much you say if you're one of those people who always be like, oh, I'm tired of people not reciprocating my energy. I'm tired of unrequited love. I'm tired of all those situations. I'm tired of keep pouring into people and they're not returning that same energy. Imagine how God feels. Imagine how Jesus feels when he constantly is pouring his unconditional love into us, but yet we keep turning away. But see, the difference is God doesn't he doesn't hold that expectation that we're going to get it off rap. He doesn't hold that expectation that always going to be able to reciprocate some type of energy to him. He knows that we're not always going to be able to reciprocate the love that he wants and deserves. You feel what I'm saying? So maybe let's try to, you know, maybe controversial, I don't care, but maybe let's try to not keep this whole trope of, oh, woe is me. Oh my goodness. I'm such a fire person. People just don't understand me, or I'm always a good friend to them and they're never a good friend to me. Maybe you should look in the mirror and maybe they're just reciprocating the energy that you show yourself. Maybe if you are a type of person that doesn't pour into self, that doesn't take care of self, then they know, oh, I don't got to worry about you because you don't care about yourself. And maybe we should stop holding ourselves at this high expectation when we're not even holding ourselves at the expectation that God wants us to be held at. You understand what I'm saying to y'all? You know what I'm saying? Because, and I real life just thought about that, because I definitely used to be one of those people, because especially like in high school, I always felt like people could care less about me. But really, I always felt that like I was so nice and I always wanted to hang out with friends. I always wanted to do this and that. But at the end of the day, I still stood out because I didn't do a lot of things that most people were doing in high school. Like, I didn't really wild out and do whatever until college for real. But in high school, you know, I was very much so reserved, very much so protected by God's grace. Amen. Very much so innocent little girl. You feel me? And some people would just frown upon that. So I felt like being nice or constantly pouring into them, people pleasing. Hey, check out last week's episode if you want to learn, or if you want to hear some more about people pleasing tendencies. I would do all those things thinking that they're going to reciprocate that energy. But then it's like sometimes you had to check yourself and be like, okay, why am I being kind to them? Is this out of genuine kindness? Because I feel like a lot of people think that they're just being genuine, but there's a difference between being a genuine kind person and being a people pleaser and seeking validation from others. There's a difference, y'all. Okay, there's a difference between, oh, I'm being nice to you because I want you to reciprocate that energy. There's a difference between I'm being nice to you just because I'm a kind person, I don't care if you reciprocate that energy, versus I'm gonna be the nicest person to you, I'm gonna kiss your butt just in the hopes of that you will give me that same energy and we can be cool. That's not a true friendship. That's not a true relationship. That's not what it should be based upon. It boils down to the issue that you're not worried about self. You have not found yourself. You have not done enough soul searching to where you're confident enough in being your true self and not worried about what other people think, not worried about if they reciprocate that energy. Then you wouldn't be so worried of, oh, I'm out here loving everybody, but no one is loving me how I want to be loved. But God loves you. But you don't want to hear that, though. So what's really the problem? You know what I'm saying? Like, peep that. Peep how bothered people get when they be like, God loves you. I love you. Why are you so bothered? We bless God, man. That just like, golly. I don't know. As you can, I just kind of feel like this triggers something in me. I feel like old relationships, they would be sick of me because some people be like, oh, well, you just have high standards. I'm not saying lower your, when it comes to specifically romantic relationships, I'm not saying lower your standards of men. Not saying that at all. But you have to be gracious in understanding that, okay, if you just meet a guy and he's a God-fearing man and you're like, boom, checks that off the box. He's attractive. Boom, checks that off the box. That is the bare minimum, right? That we need to stop making it seem like that's so far-fetched. That is like the foundation, right? That young man or young woman, whatever the case may be, still may come with trust issues, still may come with not understanding how to properly love others. So just because they're a God-fearing person does not mean that that expectation is that they're going to be perfect, that expectation is going to be, oh, well, they're going to know how to love me off rip. No, it's still a learning process. Show some grace, man. You act like you just figured it out overnight, because I know I didn't. And that's why I'm talking about this, because I'm realizing with my family that as much as many mental challenges I may face and the season I'm in where I'm trying to turn over a new leaf, when I'm trying to literally change my whole entire lifestyle, I have to be gracious with them that they're not going to understand it. One, because they haven't done the things that I'm trying to do. And that's okay. That's why we have to go to God. That's why we have to be satisfied. Jesus. That's why we have to be satisfied enough with Him. Because there's going to be times where people will not understand you. But who do you go to seek that validation from? Who do you go to be like, okay, I know people aren't understanding me, but am I crazy? Oh, you're right, Lord. I'm not crazy. I'm just, you know, just a little different. You know what I mean? So it's like, once you understand how to start coming to Him, when you feel like you just need to get some stuff off your chest, when you feel like you about to crash out, when you feel like you just really are going off on a deep end, try talking to God first before you try to talk to your mama, your daddy, anybody else. Your friends, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, try talking to God first about it first and then go to them. And I guarantee you it is going to be a shift in how you approach those other relationships, because you didn't already got it off. You didn't already went to the number one person who could actually save you and help you in that situation, guide you through the wilderness. You went to Him first. So now when you talk to those other people and they say something that pisses you off, you know how sometimes, I don't know, this, I get like this a lot, Lord forgive me, but say I'll be talking to my mom and I'm telling her like, yeah, then shorty, you know, I'm telling her a story of what happened. So I'm like, yeah, shorty then did this and did that, and then I was about to pop off, whatever, woot-woot. Say my mama be like, well, you should have did XYZ ABC. Nah, because you're supposed to be on my side. You feel what I'm saying? Because that expectation is, I need my mom to understand me at all times. Not saying that she can't tell me when I'm wrong, but it's like you looking at it from the wrong perspective. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Like, sometimes you may be telling a story or you be trying to explain somebody what happened, and then they ask you a dumb question. Y'all get what I'm saying? They ask you a dumb question or something. You be like, what? What are you talking about? Like, what? No. And it's because we have that expectation before we tell the story that they're going to off-rip understand our perspective. They're going to off-rip understand, you know, what we went through and what we were trying to get across. I realized that some people I just may not be able to go to about certain things, especially as I'm progressing in my walk with God, as I'm progressing in, you know, my entrepreneurship goals. There's some people that I may not be able to talk to, or maybe I shouldn't talk to at all about it. We got to make sure we prioritize and organize, because not everyone can know everything, because they're not going to be able to understand it. And it's the same thing as the scripture says, don't, I'm paraphrasing, by the way, don't throw your pearls at swine. You feel me? And I always hear that scripture and think of like lust. Physical intimacy, thinking like, oh, don't just be giving, you know, your hoo-ha to anybody. But it also goes with your words, and my mama taught me that. I was like, oh, ma, that's crazy. That's actually very that blew my mind. Just because I may be going through something, or just because it's something that like maybe the Holy Spirit has told me, or something that I really feel like I need to get off my chest, does not mean that the person right in front of me needs to be that person. That doesn't mean that this camera needs to know what I have going on. And so it's like, I guess it's also part of that wisdom that whoever we rely on, we can't keep them at such a high expectation that they're always going to be able to understand us, or we can't keep them at this high expectation that they're always going to be able to be there and save us, because they're not. Because the reality of it is, God is the one who's going to be able to save us and hear us. Everything else is fleeting. Everything else is not certain. It's not solid. It's not a rock that we can actually lean on. You understand? I don't know. That's just crazy to me, because it's crazy, but it's also very frustrating. And especially when it comes to being a content creator, and you know, I already talk about a lot of intimate things. That's the whole point of the show, Bedtime Talks. You know what I'm saying? We're in my bedroom. It's just me and you. It's just me and you here, and I'm just telling you all my business. But I still try to move with as much wisdom as possible and not share too much, but still also be able to be relatable, because I know that a lot of things that I put on here, it has already happened that I may expect, oh, people are going to love this. Either they don't like it, it don't get views, it don't get clicks, it don't get likes, or the expectation is, oh, people are going to like it, but it's getting likes. But it's getting likes because people are making fun of me. So, you know, not everyone gets to get your pearls. So you take that for you take that for whatever you want to take it as. Use it wherever you want to. But I feel like that just goes hand in hand with having expectations, you know, like, oh, I expected you to handle my pearls with care, but I had to be wise enough and be self-aware enough that, well, you're a pig, you're a swine. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, how could you handle my pearls with care? Why would I even have the audacity to assume that you would be able to handle that? We got to tap into that wisdom and discernment, because everything else would have shown me that you wouldn't be able to give me what I need. And until I find more people, until I find, you know, more community who are able to give me what I need, I have to be satisfied just with God right now. And that is the most annoying thing ever. It's just, again, the whole theme of growing pains and understanding that I really can't do nothing without talking to God first. And it's just, we bless God. But at the very least, don't put higher expectations on people that you know that you can't even do. And even if you can do it, stop walking around this earth acting like you're so better than thou, that people need to always love you in the way that you receive it. I am struggling with that. But at the end of the day, what I learned this week is that I can go to God and I can rely on him to fill that void of love, affection, and being understood when other people are not reaching the expectation that I have for them. It's okay to lower those expectations, you know? Because people are going to disappoint. He is a man, he does not lie, but he's not going to come when you want. So therefore, he's not going to be there in the way that you want to receive him at all times. And that is just the hard truth. That is not to push anyone away from the word, but that is just that's a reality check, that you may think you're going to get that lovely spiritual feeling from our Heavenly Father 25:8, and you're not. Okay, you're not. You're just not going to. It takes more work. It takes more effort. So if you're going to worry about having expectations on people, have the expectation on yourself that you need to be a better son or daughter to God. Uh-oh. I know I just clocked my tea. I don't know if I clocked yours, but hey, I don't know. That's just what was on my mind for today. That's just the way I see it, y'all. Thank you so much for watching this week's episode of Bedtime Talks with Jean. I'm your lovely host again, Jean VA. And don't you forget it. It is actually a name to be remembered. I thank each and every one of my little angels, especially on any other podcasting platform. I appreciate the love and I appreciate the support. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Of course, wait. Hit that bell to be notified so you don't have to wait and keep looking of when I post next. Even though I post literally every Wednesday, you will be notified of when I post. So yeah, y'all, I hope you all get a good night's rest. And don't you ever, ever forget that I love you. Who am I? Probably the most unimportant person in your life. But guess what? God loves you. Yes, he does. He truly does. If you don't think so, I dare you to bow down and ask him. I'll see y'all next week on Bedtime Talks with Jean. Peace.